Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Welcome to the After Show for Godfriended Me. This is Season 2, Episode 11, and it's a new year, and we have a new hope. So we have a fun new friend suggestion, a powerful family reunion, and Miles and Kara off again, on again. I don't know. Let's find out. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Buzz.
Whoop whoop!
Hey,
we're back. What's up?
Happy New Year!
It is 2020. It's looking real clear over here. We missed you guys, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. But we are back. Welcome to the After Show for Godfriended Me. This is Season 2, Episode 11, A New Hope. So we have a fun new friend suggestion, a powerful family reunion. It's kind of a tearjerker too, so I hope you got your hankies. And Kara and Miles, we gotta figure this out, but it looks like they're doing that. So we're gonna discuss all of that. And we know we missed you guys last episode, so we will briefly chat about high anxiety, because that was a really good episode as well. But before we get into this party, I am your ever so excited host, ready to talk about God, Jamie Alexander. What's up?
What's up?
And to my left, I have my girl, Sally, always got a word from the Lord. What's up, girl?
Thank you. Your favorite Afro-Latina here, me and Jesus is friends.
Okay? That's right. And last but not least, A1 since day one, and the ever so opinionated and well-spoken, Rochelle.
Hey, friends, I'm ready to come to this God party.
Yes. And we're all invited. So before I ask you guys what you think about this episode, because this is really packed, I really just want to jump into episode 10, High Anxiety, and go over that. Now, do you guys remember the man who purposely was a window washer and was willing to fall 40 feet from 40 floors
for the insurance
their daughter's health.
Anything for my daughter.
My God.
But it was very stressful.
Correct.
It was super, super stressful.
It's just crazy to see the certain types of questions you ask yourself and when you come to these type of crossroads. And he was just like, is it me or my baby? And he really was selfless and put his daughter life over his. I'm just grateful that they end up working that out, though.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of Rakesh and Miles playing counselor and tag teaming, getting the little everything together. That was amazing.
Okay.
I really love how the writers have gotten bolder with continuing to put this kind of nuance in Miles's head about him being a pastor or being used by the Lord. Like, towards the beginning of like season one and even like season two, they put trickles in it, but I think now we're really like in full gear. Like, the window washer episode was really more so like him saying like, listen, I know this was God because I literally prayed before I heard your voice.
Wow.
And so that was a really powerful moment. Ooh. Because before they'll like do little drops, but I think that was like very immediate, like, no, you don't understand, I know the power of God because literally I prayed and there you were. And so come on, Miles,
thank you for
let him use you.
Okay.
Let him use you.
And you know what else this show is really good about is the timing. The way the timing unfolds is so loud about how it could be nothing but God, because they went through this whole thing where one person got the kidney and it didn't match their dad, but just being in the right room at the right time, having the right conversation, led the right kidney to the right person, to the right kid, and everybody was saved. That's nothing but God.
Come on.
Hey, GP, are you with me?
Oh, yeah, we got the church, we ain't going nowhere.
Okay, guys, don't mind us, just a little bit.
We're excited, it's the new year.
We are, you know, it's our first show back. So, yes, that was so good, High Anxiety, like, that was everything. So now we got to dive into this episode.
Yes.
We're going to dive on into A New Hope. Okay, so last episode, briefly, Kara and Miles broke up. Kara was very overwhelmed by everything that happened with her family, which is partially understandable. So we touch on that in the beginning. But what do we think about A New Hope, this episode, like, overall?
Do you want to go?
I know there's a lot.
Francelli, to start us off, please, Francelli.
Okay, are we on it? because tonight was very jam packed. No, I mean, tonight's episode was beautiful. I mean, they really came hard hitting. Like, they were like, oh, y'all wanted a break? I gotcha. I think tonight's episode, like you said, was a tearjerker, but it also just gave you so much foundation on, like, what this is all about, which is faith. Like, that, because every show, if you think about it, it all works out. And for some people, it's like, ah, does life really happen that way? Yes, and so, kind of. If you think about it, even the things that don't work out for you, the things that don't turn out the way you wanted to, I wrote this down. I said, faith isn't about getting your way.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes you don't get it your way, and sometimes bad things happen, but God will turn it around for your greater good.
Correct.
And purpose will come out of it, and resilience will come out of it, and growth, right? So I just, I feel like tonight's episode is about the foundation of faith.
Man. Yeah, I'm really glad you said that. What did you think, Rochelle?
Shout outs to everybody in the God Friend and Me team, from, you know, just from the interns to who got the food for the writers. But like, right, everybody, because you guys did your thing. You guys are starting off 2020 amazing. We have nothing but positivity to say episode, for real. And I believe in giving his credit when it was due. This episode was incredible.
It was.
And I mean, it just brought us back to the first love, just faith and just what everything, like, all I could do was just say, yup, everything to what she said, the faith, you know, everything. They did their thing. Yeah. Y'all already know it's only one problem I had, but we're going to talk about her.
We're going to talk about it
later.
And we had a legend tonight, guest star Judd Hirsch. Like, come on, she's a... Bow down.
Yeah, he's been in the game for a long time. We could share about him. But let's start with our first topic here, which is a fun new friend suggestion. We were just talking about Judd. We like his personality. He was so fun and like down to get brisket. He's got little jokes and stuff. So I really appreciated Abe Cohen, the new friend suggestion. Like you said, this was so much about faith. And I like how much history they shared with this, because sometimes we tend to forget about the important things that have happened to people. So to revisit, you know, the Holocaust, Auschwitz, and to think about some of the things that people actually went through really added an extra layer of poignancy to the overlying arch of this episode. So he needed his money, and I love Joy having a lawyer on the team. That was so cool because she was helpful.
That information that she had, like, she was just finding every way. Yeah, it was like, well, I need my money. Okay, well, she was like, what did she major in? Elders. Something with money, the word for it.
I know, all the technical terms.
Right, but
something
everything
about getting
old
people their money back.
Okay, don't be faking them.
Yeah.
Everything that she always had a plug for it, and it was awesome to have somebody that knew what they were talking about to help them to get to where they need to go fast.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So I appreciated her jumping back in, and it was nice to see her here working on the case. So
positive, too. Attitude shift.
Right.
Shout out to you.
Joy is a new joy.
Joy is joy.
How are you guys in the chat feeling about Joy now? I know it was a mixed bag last time she was here. Some people didn't like how like strong and kind of like she was, but here we are. She's like soft and helpful, and
she just was inhumane in a way, you know, like she didn't have any
before.
Like, yeah, it was just all technical. Now she has some blood and love in her life. So when she, I can help you get that little 80. Just tell me your secret. I got you. Like, thank you, because she would have came last season. Like, what you need? Money? Go out. Like, hey, that's an old man we talking to.
Yeah, right. I think it's interesting. Shout outs to Ivan, who's in the chat with us always.
Ivan,
welcome back. He says, you know, this was like a brother-sister episode, a tearjerker. It really got him. But it's interesting because Kara and Miles broke up and he wasn't able to have her as the tag team, to have Joy, I feel like Joy is like his little sister. You know, like they got that brother-sister vibe. So I feel like it was fitting to have a brother-sister episode and for him to have his little sister back, you know?
Did he come up with that or you came up with that?
No, I came up with that.
Oh, okay, both of y'all. Shout out to y'all. That was cute. I like that. I didn't think about that.
Come on, the Lord.
Yes, that makes perfect sense, because that is the vibe that I get from them. I love that. And I'm glad he had somebody, because it would have been challenging, you know, if he had...
To do it by himself.
Yeah, or just barely with Rakesh.
It was just too good to not do it by to do it by yourself.
Oh, my God.
Ivan still hates Joy, by the way, if y'all were wondering.
All right,
y'all were wondering.
Thank
it was
you.
Kara who's supposed to be on this episode, not her.
Okay, cool.
But, you know.
Okay, we'll get to that. So, the 1885 Pierre Reno watch, the pocket watch. I love the... Not chain of command. I love the journey that this pocket watch went on.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it threw us for a loop. I was really concerned... first we thought, like, okay, it's no-brainer. We know who has the watch, blah, blah, blah. They're going to get together. But then they threw us for that curve.
Right.
And was like, oh, wow, they got it from the Auschwitz camp. Excuse me, y'all. Like, that's...
They
got it from the camp. Yeah, it is. They got it from the camp. And so it made me feel so sad because I was really worried that, you know, he didn't get what he had put all his faith into all these years. I feel like he had faith for his sister to be alive and hope she had a life. And when I felt like that was being taken from him, that was hard to watch.
Yeah.
I still have faith. Prophet Sully was in here, you know, prophesying. Like, listen, when they were doing the auction, I was like, she's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
When we found it's out true. It was the camp, I was like, she dropped the watch on the train. Like, listen, Prophet Sally was prophesying. I was in there. I just had belief and faith and hope that, like, there's no way you guys are going to do this to my band. Like, I fell in love with this character. Like, yeah. Judd Hirsch is an amazing actor, but besides that, just
his personality,
Abe was just, oh, you just love him. I was like, there's no way you guys are gonna do my old man like that.
Nope, we was gonna jump.
Godfriend and Me is too good of a family show. They love us too much to do us like that. Yeah. So I just have faith in my writers.
Yeah. I know, and it's so funny because the whole, like, that's how it says a lot about who we are, because you had faith the whole time in me. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know what, if she dies, like, we just gotta realize we don't always get what we hoping for.
Right. I was,
you know, but I was able to find a lesson in that because, like we said, when it comes to faith, sometimes you don't always get exactly what you're hoping for. Right. However, God does use everything for the greater good.
Mm.
So I was prepared for Rose. I mean, if she was gone, she was gone. But maybe there was a lesson to be learned or something to be overcome. Or, you know, maybe it just let all of these things. But it's just funny how we had two different
she a fool.
Black and white perspectives. I was like, well,
she was like,
I don't
baby
know.
Rose.
Yeah.
Titanic is gone. The watch, everything.
You got to get over it.
We don't know how to act in 2020.
That is crazy.
It's all about happiness over here, 2020. Yeah.
That was very telling. Well, that takes us really to our next topic of that powerful, tear-jerking reunion.
Mm-hmm. That gave me hope.
Oh, my God.
I was like, one day it's crazy. I'm going to meet everything.
There were, like, so many people in that room.
I was crying for real.
Oh, my God.
Like, crying for real, y'all.
I've never
y'all
seen Francelli cry like
tears,
that.
Y'all. We had to get the makeup together.
I put it on my Instagram, and literally people were DMing me, like, laughing, thinking I was joking. Those were real tears, people.
No, real tears. Like,
this episode really got me.
The moment she introduced herself to Grandpa, she was red. I had to look at my Taco Bell bag for no napkin.
I mean, she did.
I was trying to hold it in, but I couldn't. Because usually it's always me and Mina crying, but these two right here was gone.
So sad. And I love, you know, just the whole thing, the way, again, it's this journey that this little watch went on.
Yeah.
And it was so, you know, interesting how Joy got the text to be early at her interview, and then the guy was confused, and Miles came and was able to, out of his eye, catch mm-hmm. the Berkeley thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was just a lot. That is very orchestrated. Mm. I definitely feel like that's how God works in real life.
Well, ordained.
The orchestration of God.
Come on. Talk about it.
Let me get into a word this Sunday.
Please.
You know, it's funny because they say, well, they don't say. The good book says his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts.
That's right.
But it's interesting how we have our way and our thought and our perspective of a story, because when he thought his sister was dead, his perspective and his thought of the story was that he was a coward.
It was his fault.
It was his fault and that he ran. But her perspective...
You're my hero.
And that he was the hero.
Opposite.
You know, like, it's so interesting how in life that happens a lot. And when we choose to not operate in humility and we just operate in pride, then we will continue to stay stuck in our narrative, in our perspective, and not find healing in truth. Because the whole point of this episode is he was seeking the truth, but there was a lie
mm-hmm.
inside his story yep. the whole time.
Mm.
And so the truth did set him free in a way that he had no idea because it was a whole other perspective in a whole other way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm done for tonight.
No. We need her back in 2 minutes.
Yeah, in 3, 2, 1, because we got more. No, but it's very true. And I love that. I love how Godfriended Me has a way of giving people that next level of insight.
Right.
Because we've seen this before where the other woman who had the brother that was sick and ran away, she felt like that was all her fault, that her parents got mad because he was gay. And, you know, so we're seeing all of these things where people like ourselves, are carrying weight that one is not ours to carry, that two is coming from an outdated or uninformed story.
Wow.
And so when we move and operate out of that, like you said, if we don't have the humility and we're just, you know, in our rah-rah moments, we miss things. Like, for example, even if Joy had done that and been like, they're tripping. My thing isn't until four. I'm not about to go. What are we doing? Just anything instead of like being open to the flow of life and things. So how did you feel, Rochelle, when they walked in and they revealed the whole family and everything was going
on? My tears were flowing too. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. It was so humane. It was so touching. It was so, it honestly gave me hope. Like in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, one day this will happen. You know, like, I mean, because that's how life is. We haven't met all of our families, and especially us, all three of us being African Americans, only Lord knows.
Oh, see, but we can relate for that reason. That's on a different level. You
know
what I mean?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, it's so many families, so many ancestors that has been through so much.
Separated.
Oh, girl. That's what I was thinking my whole time. Like, this is so beautiful. It's so restoring. It was just so beautiful.
You know what? I love that you said restore, because I really do feel... Now, I've had this moment before. I think it was like 2016. And 2016 did have its restorative properties. But I definitely feel like this is, since this is a new decade, there will be restoration in a way that we probably didn't even guess or have seen before. I definitely feel that. So I love that this first episode started.
Now you're
going to
make me listen to J-Ma's Restore.
Well, now have a question, ladies.
What's up?
Is there a restoration for Miles and Carl?
Ooh, that takes us to the third.
I mean, I just need to know.
I was trying to stay holy.
Amen.
Nope, not to that.
We got to talk about it, y'all. It's time for topic three.
She is not on board. She is not Team Carl.
And we're going to talk about this. So this is our third topic here. Kara and Miles, off again, on again.
Toxic. J. Cole.
What are they doing? Rochelle, how do you feel about... See, so Kara. Okay.
She has a lot.
Okay, listen. This is my thing.
Break it down.
You already know. I'm 27. I feel like we're too grown for these games. You feel me? You got this young, beautiful man.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about the fine thing.
Come on, go
that
ahead.
Is we have Brandon Michael Hall.
No, thank you. No, I'm about to say you can elaborate on that.
You know, no, I'm joking.
But still, it's just like we have this awesome guy. You know, regardless of who he is, this awesome, amazing guy who's willing to put his career in a way. You know, like God friend of me is how he make his bread and butter. He's willing to give that away, looking for the man to ask him, "Hey, can you find another manager for this, just so who can be with you?" And you, when he relays this, you show no type of empathy. You show no type of, like, to me, I would have been like, it's a dub. Like, I'm cool, little mama. Like, it's all good, but I cannot give more than what you give it. Like, you not match me. No way, no how.
He's not matching.
And I didn't like that. She's didn't appreciate that. Now, her, she might be an amazing person in real life, but this car character, I can't do it. I can't do it. Wow. So I'm hoping Miss DJ come back 2020.
Miss DJ, no.
Not about the DJ.
That's girl, where you at?
Wow. Well, Ivan says that he feels like Miles and Kara are kind of back together.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of came to a resolution somehow. I mean, it's still kind of, I don't know, it's kind of muddy waters is how I feel about the situation. Because it's true, at the end of the day, she's like, oh, you're worth the risk. But again, if things don't turn out the way she wants, then she's going to give up on him. So I don't know. I'm on the fence about her, because you're right. It's like, why isn't it your first inclination to fight for me?
Yeah.
You know? And I get it. People process things differently. But I'm the girl who's like, if you don't realize it from offset,
come on,
from the gate, that I'm worth it, I'm not really trying to sit here and convince you.
Correct.
That I'm, he used that I'm the word. One. Like, what? Like, what? You don't like me? You.
He's giving. We're moving on in 2020.
Well, there are so many other eligible bachelors out in the world
and
that think that I'm amazing.
Asked that. She said, he told her, excuse me, she told him, she said, if you can find a way to not compromise the friend requests and they jeopardize their lives, and you find somebody to replace it, then we will work through it. He did that. Or at least that's what he's showing. Like, he's giving you the
action.
It's not like a movie when it's like, dang, why don't you tell your wife this is what you're doing so it don't look like you're cheating. Like, he literally is telling her through the process what I am doing, baby. With all this hope in his eye, you just... Girl, promise you, if I was in that bar, I would have bought him a drink with my number. Like,
wow, those faces.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. I
just disrespectful.
But it's true. And so I took a quote that I actually tweeted this earlier this week, but I feel like it's so relevant to Kara. But my tweet says that real love has the capability to not just meet our desires, but also to transform us into who we have the potential of becoming.
Wow.
And for me, when I look at Kara, I'm like, but girl, what are you willing to risk? What are you willing to change? If you think everything's just going to be like, oh my God, I got pricked.
Right.
My family got hurt. I'm done. Like, sweetie, how on earth are you going to get through any relationship? And when she was sitting there talking to her mom, I just kind of felt like, well, yeah, she's full of making fear-based decisions.
Right.
And whenever you make a decision based out of fear, I think it's the wrong one.
Wow.
And her mom was able to present the loving decision and option, like, well, look, you came back with me. We can't run around this world trying to avoid heartbreak. Mm. And I know it because I used to be that person to a core. And it keeps you from living and flowing. It's a very small box. And I need Kara to get on out of it because, cool, you got, but we got to feel the fear and do it anyway, Kara. This is 20.
Courage.
20. Yeah, there's a courage. There's, when you commit to somebody in a relationship, there's a lot of things you need to be open to. There is more courage. You do need to be concerned about the other person.
Transparent,
bold. There's all of these ways that I feel like you have to step up and fill in. And I haven't seen any of that from her. He had to chase her to get an I love you. He had to chase her across to Paris. He had to chase her. And I get a man is supposed to court, but like, girl, you like games. Five steps behind every move. I just...
See,
I can't.
You over her too.
I just I can't do it because I put the shoe on the other foot. If somebody was treating me like that, I would have been gone.
Absolutely.
Because he even used the word convince. Like, if I have to convince you I'm the one, I'm good.
If that was your son...
let me pray about it.
Yeah, you need a moment on that.
Here's the thing, the interesting thing about what I was saying earlier about perspectives, right? You have to understand a woman from the beginning who Kara has been, right? A woman who felt abandoned, left, not enough, right? Those are like the labels that are in the depths of her soul, right?
Yeah.
And there are these labels that kind of carry us through life that we have to shed and do the work. And just when we think we're over it, there's more work to be done. And so I think that he or she meets this incredible man. And if we remember last week's, the episode last time about the cleaning, the window washer, there was this moment where she was like, I can't let you walk away from this. Today was such a reminder of who you are.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about being with someone who's destined for greatness. It can feel intimidating. It can feel as if I'm less than. And one day, he's going to look at me and think, she ain't really enough. I'm going to leave. And although they haven't addressed that in the show yet, I just think that at times it's a real battle in relationships.
Absolutely.
Where, like, sometimes you see the gravitas of the person you're with. And should I put my hope in this?
Yeah.
Should I really put my stake in this?
It?
Because, like she said in tonight's episode, this is a battle that I don't know I can win.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're battling against God in this regard, the God account, but in regards of purpose and destiny, you know someone's destined and purpose to do great, amazing things, and you don't necessarily feel like they're you're their equal yoke, and you can sharpen that iron, you're going to self-sabotage. So
wow.
I get it.
That. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And you're very right, because when you get into relationship, you're either carrying things and you're ready. I don't think she was ready from the get-go. She didn't have the space.
Right.
None of this stuff came up till she even met him and they were friends. However, I don't think she had the time to heal and really get in there and discover everything about herself in order to receive a man like this. But what I can see is he's not just talking. He's showing up in action. So there has to be a point where every single situation they go through, he ain't like, come on, girl. You not coming? Are you coming?
Be that queen.
Yeah, like, he's showing you in action that he's finna be there. So I just think sometime in this show, I gotta stop watching her with all the faces, like,
yeah.
And I don't know, and I get it, but it's like,
yeah.
It's
clearly he is made for you, or vice versa, because the universe and God continues to put them together. So clearly, girl, you are worthy. You are made for this man, and this man loves you. So therefore, just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, but just show that you are there and that you are present. Like, that's all. I think that's all he cares about, too. Clearly, he accepts you for all your flaws and everything. And he knows, like, he knows your whole business, you
all
know?
Your business.
But it's just like, go for the ride and don't be scared. Turn that fear into courage.
And then not only that, but I know what happened with her family was a little bit devastating.
Yeah.
But I also think she's misplacing the energy. Like, her stepfather did what he did. I mean, she's known more about the God account than she's known about him, what it looks like.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, how could you be so quick to abandon something that's shown and proved time and time again and yielded positive results,
right,
but then make it so negative? Like, I don't want this to happen to me again. Like,
she's not in the perspective.
I mean,
Ivan
has brought up a great point in the chat. Do you not forget how many leads they've had and it's led to nothing? Like, she's been disappointed time and time again about, like, who's really behind this God account, getting to a resolution. So putting the stake of their relationship on the revelation of who's behind this God account is a lot to put on something that they keep getting.
But you know what? That's the wrong question. They be asking the wrong question. They're not doing this to find out who the God account person is. They keep throwing that in on their own whim. When they follow what is given to them, it always works out.
Yeah.
So with her, I feel like if she follows what is given to her.
Well, we have to remember he's an atheist and she's agnostic. So again, if they were really rooted in the fact that they believed in a God, right? They wouldn't need to know who's behind the God account. But we have to remember the foundation of who they are is, yes, everything about this show is writing about them finding out who's behind this darn account. Because he doesn't believe that it's God. And she's still on the fence questioning if there's a God.
Right.
So she's like, I believe there's something. It's the universe, right? So again, when people... You know, no disrespect. Like, I respect everyone. But again, if that's their position, then you cannot judge someone who doesn't see it from the perspective of people who are faith-based and do believe in a God. So I'm not judging them. It's just the reality of this is the way they think based on what they believe in. The same way people can say, well, Sally thinks like this. Well, yeah, because I love Jesus. So, yes, there is a certain way I'm going to believe and think and move in the world because Jesus is my compass.
Your foundation.
Yeah, I mean, they've gotten a lot of evidence, regardless of what they believe in. And I would just like to see her choose a section to work on. Because I feel like they put all the weight on, oh, if the God account is this, if the God account. But I never heard her consider, like, healing from the situation with her family so she could accept him and the God account. I don't know. Trish was able to make it happen. You know.
Yes, they're moving up the wedding,
they're
y'all.
They're moving up the wedding.
There's a wedding happening next week. I'm so excited.
I love it. I loved how they resolved and got to everything. So I feel like we covered our topics really well. But then there was also, you know, this overlying topic, of course, of what you call it? Like, who's behind the God account? Mm-hmm. And that was a good point because a lot of the friend suggestions Arthur Finer has been in the middle of and all of these things. So
they made the connection.
Yeah, I was going to say they made the connection. Rakesh talking to the little hacker homie, finding out what's going on with New York Sun. All the little things that led him to Alphonse Jeffries.
Yes.
Alphonse Jeffries.
Shout out.
What do you guys
think? He went to Howard HBCU in the house.
Okay. His Facebook page said it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's it.
I love
so what
that.
Do you guys think? Are we closer to finding out who the God account is?
I believe we've always known from the beginning that they chose Miles for a reason. Mm-hmm. That there is a personal connection to why he was chosen. So I think, again, this is great. We're getting a step closer. They went to the war together, and it helped reconnect him and his father. So this makes sense. Yes, and the fact that it's only episode 12 next week, I don't think they're just going to give it all away to us. Like, there's no way it's him. It's going to take us a step further deeper into the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Is my prediction.
I agree 100%. I couldn't see that happening today unless they throw us for a spin. And next, you know, we do find out who it is. But it's such a, you know, cat, mouse type of, you know, it's like,
is it not?
Yeah, like, we really don't want to know, you know, keep the friend requests coming. That's all.
Yeah, keep the friend requests coming. That's all we care about. Yeah, so I guess we'll find out next week. And before we wrap up this part and go into a little bit of news and gossip in our special segment, can we talk about Allie, please, coming out of oncology?
Listen, y'all.
We just said a prayer for
you.
At the beginning of tonight's after show, I talked about how, like, God Friend and Me wouldn't do this to us. They're a good family show. They wouldn't give my boy Abe this heartbreak with the sister and the Holocaust. But then they dropped this bomb on us.
Ooh.
And here's the thing. You know, we know her mother has a history of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But we know her mother beat the cancer and died a different way. Yes, and still, I would be devastated if Allie has cancer and dies.
Oh, no. I think it does give, you know, a little sauce to it.
It does.
So if anything, I was watching Black Ink Crew, like Chicago, I think. And they did like something like that. I don't know if it was true or not, because, you know, this is reality is scripted. But basically she felt something and then, you know, it was really dramatic. And but it was, I don't know what type of tissue it was or whatever, but it wasn't cancer. So I think they may take us for a loop like that. You know, like, you know, they seen something and they want to be cautious and they want to, you know, cut her titty open and get out some, you know, tissue, you know, just like, you know, like test it out, just take us through the loop. But when they do it, they're going to be like, either it's she found out very quickly that they can take care of it immediately, or it was just, you know, checking it out. So
now, I mean, I don't want her to go, but this happens. This
and then she did end saying that it was, she's not okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm glad she told the truth, though. Because when she tried to say, oh, I'm here for a friend, I said, sis, if you don't get your lying tail out of here.
Yeah,
that was quick. Talking about my Javicia girl like that.
Yeah, but she got to tell the truth. And I'm glad she did because there was, again, a reason for the timing that Kara happened to be there visiting her mom who just happened to get a new job. And so she's got a little bit more love and support than she originally asked for.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure in the next episode we're going to see the unfolding of how Kara has the secret, who's going to tell Miles, what's really going on, blah, blah, blah. Y'all did it. That was good. Y'all did the doggone thing for A New Hope, episode 11. That was amazing. Thank you guys so much for that. And I guess now it's time to jump into a little bit of news and gossip.
Hey.
Listen, we talking about good news today. Now, I know we talked about Javicia being Ali on God Friend of Me, and she's not okay. God forbid she may have cancer. But listen, we're going to talk about her now because Baby Girl just got renewed for season 2 on BET Plus. Carl's Weber, The Family Business. If you could see right now, we have up. They have, she's alongside with some awesome people like Lisa Ray, Clifton Powell, Tammy Roman, all these awesome actresses and actors. I was like, I had to find a really awesome
Clifton Powell's of Alphonse Jeffries in the next episode.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. No, not Clifton Powell. Sorry, I'm getting them mixed up with somebody else, but I do love Clifton Powell. Please carry on.
But yes, you guys, like, this role with Javicia is incredible. She has guns and stuff. It's just a whole different role.
A whole different type of
I was like, okay, little mama. She was the little ride or die. So she plays an actress called Paris Duncan. So please, 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 you guys, definitely check it out. It is on BET Plus. Check out season 1, and they're renewing for season 2. So you guys can stay updated and continue to support Miss Javicia like we do.
Yeah, she's doing her thing. And her Instagram is always popping. Body on point.
Killing it.
Going
traveling
to Africa, doing her thing.
Shout out. She came to the show. So Javicia, we'd love to have you back.
Yes. Congratulations, girl. Happy 2020.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that was it for us on that?
Yes, that is
awesome. We love it. So thank you guys so much. So now, not last but not least, but let's jump into our special segment, God Speaks. So this is a segment where we share something that came to us during the week where we feel like God spoke to us. And yeah, let's just dive into that. Did you guys have any moments that you could think of this week where you felt like God was speaking directly to you, or did you learn or grow in a certain way?
I can start off. So I actually posted this literally before we got on air on Instagram. And it says, sis, burn the bridge because, sis, burn the bridge because where God is taking you, you will never have to walk it again. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about, you know, you getting them old Texas New Year's, you know, they'd be like, what's up, girl? Man, you know, I was thinking
they always trying to come back. Don't even get me started.
I'm telling you. And I'm just like, you know what? And I mean, it could be used in different situations. It could be a job or whatever cross, you know, that you may have burned to healthy and sage your life out. You know, we ain't got to go backwards. It's 2020. We are moving forward. We are speaking greatness in our lives. And I'm so excited for that. That just touched me. So I hope it's touched you too, sis or bro. Okay.
Nice.
Agreed.
You know, it's interesting because at the top of the year, a lot of people are in good spirits. It's a new year, da, da, da. But we forget that some people aren't. Mm. And so I wrote this today. I said, good day, beautiful people. The first Sunday of the year. Today, you may not feel at your optimum best. Some are feeling like they didn't start the year the way they thought they would. Lean not on your own understanding. On the first Sunday of last year, God used me to help a fellow sister surrender her life to Christ. Mm. It was a very special day. Looking back, I remember not necessarily feeling my best or even feeling like being at church that day, but I pushed through and look at how God showed up. Push through. You are one step away from God revealing himself in your situation. I pray that today we press through the hard things, the uncomfortable things.
That's so good.
Oh gosh, I love that. Huh. Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. You might have to send that to me.
I was going to read that again. So I can save yeah. it. Bookmark
I did post it.
Check
really out my stories at Sally okay. Hangout.
There we go. And yeah, so this is a new decade, and I feel it 1,000,000% on a cellular level where everything is different. And what becomes challenging about that is, I mean, we should always be a student, but you're learning everything over again. Like, I really noticed very loud this week that I was having some of the same thoughts, but there was no emotion tied to it. So wow. I'm like, oh, did I grow?
Baby girl, you grew!
Yes, and it just feels so good because I'm like, oh my God, I'm running this same narrative, but I'm not gonna. I'm running it, and I don't feel it, so I can see it, therefore eliminate it. And so, what I posted today, and I suggested people read it twice because it stood out. It says, "This new chapter in your life is going to require a new way of seeing things and a new way of seeing yourself. You can't continue to see and interpret things with the same understanding that you have had until now. It's going to require a new, empowering, and positive way of seeing and interpreting everything. Ultimately, in order to see something new, you're going to need a new way of seeing things. No matter what you face or how you feel, see it from a higher perspective." And that I can do. I got fresh eyes. Yeah. This is a fresh decade. I'm ready for fresh revelation and just fresh everything. I'm excited and looking forward to everything that this year and this decade has to bring. So that's the way God spoke to us.
Guys. And thank you guys also for definitely continue to be live on this chat, talk to us back and forth. If you guys are listening on iTunes, please make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. We are so grateful that you are here helping us the same way we are helping you guys. Thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV shows. So make sure y'all go ahead and subscribe and make sure y'all like, because we appreciate it. Stay tuned, because we're going to shout y'all out. You know how we do.
Yes, we are. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is so exciting. Please feel free to follow us all on Instagram, because we all have very inspirational things that we would love to share with you. Tell us, interact with us. Tell us how we help you learn and grow and what you love about the show. But my name is Jamie Alexander, and you can find me on Instagram at Jamie Alexander.
Your favorite Afro-Latina at Sally Hangout.
And I am Rochelle. You guys can find me on Instagram at Roach Baby. That's RochBaybee.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.